Neighbor Works Housing Solutions here in Quincy getting ready for their annual Opening Doors, Changing Lives Gala Celebration. This year it's on Thursday, November 7th, 6 p.m. at the Granite Links Golf Club here in Quincy. So Rob Corley, Maxine DePina are both here in studio with us today to tell us about Neighbor Works and about the event itself. So welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Hey, Joe. Great to see you.
Yeah. Thanks
great
for
to
having
be back.
Us.
Great to see you again, Rob and Maxine. Yeah. Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you too.
For the first time. Yeah. How long have you been at NeighborWorks now?
About 7 months.
7 months, a brand spanking new.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your background.
So I have background in marketing and real estate management and social media and affordable housing. So
okay.
This was like a perfect match for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. From the area originally, or
yes,
you are.
Born and raised in Boston.
Oh, okay.
And live in Quincy.
Okay, very good. And how's it been for the past 7 months? Is it rewarding for you? Has it found what
yes.
you wanted it to be?
Yeah. It's been good. Learning a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's a great organization, great mission. So I'm very happy to be part of the team.
That's great. Well, we're happy to work with you and look forward to working with you in the future. And Rob, I know you are certainly as well, right?
Yes. No, we're very happy with Maxine. She's wonderful. And we're very excited
yeah.
about our gala coming up. Can't believe it's next week,
I know, right?
But we're under the gun here, and we're thrilled to be here with you, Joe, again, and on the set here. We like the set.
Yeah, yeah, something different.
Yes, very, very nice.
But as Maxine mentioned, Housing Solutions is NeighborWorks' primary goal,
yes.
right? Primary
yes.
mission. So for folks who aren't aware, because new people are coming to the city all the time now.
Yes.
Tell us a little
yeah.
bit about NeighborWorks.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit housing community development corporation, and we've been around for over 40 years.
Is that right now?
Yeah,
wow.
And okay. And we're headquartered here in Quincy, but we do provide housing services all across the region, really, all the way into down south and southeastern Mass, all along the South Shore. And affordable housing development is a big part of what we do. Housing and the cost of housing is just very difficult for folks. And a lot of households are having a hard time these days with inflation and utility costs and everything else. So as an agency, we're trying to have a holistic approach here on how we're addressing these issues with households all across the area. So whether it's direct services and grants or housing production, new affordable housing or middle workforce housing, special needs or supportive housing, providing all of those different types of things is what we do at NeighborWorks. So on the housing solutions side, if you have a housing challenge, you need to call us. We can help you with that challenge, and if we can't help you directly, our network and other organizations that we work with, we can refer you and help you through whatever that challenge is. And also, if you're looking to buy a new home or there's an opportunity for you, we provide training, financial coaching, credit counseling, and helping people reach their housing goals.
Okay.
As well. Young folks, people of all ages that may have some housing goals, they come to us and we can provide HUD certified and training. We have some of the best counselors, I think, in the state. We have 153 employees.
Wow.
And we're spread out quite, like I said, throughout the South Shore. So
yeah.
When you think of housing solutions or opportunities, you should be thinking about us. And our gala is really an opportunity for us to celebrate all that we've accomplished this past year and where we think we're going in the future.
So. Yeah, can we talk maybe just a little bit about some of your most recent projects and maybe some current ones or future ones
so,
as well?
Yeah, so a couple things here locally in Quincy. We're now 1 year into a new supportive housing development we have that's helping people that are formerly homeless. Very important, homeless individuals, very important project. And that's going quite well. Here in the city, we also administer a grant program from the mayor's office, from the city, directly helping seniors and homeowners that have emergency housing needs. We provide that grant to them to help them with those issues when they arise. Suddenly a water tank goes or some kind of an emergency that really, when we have people living, unfortunately, paycheck to paycheck, or they don't have the budget for that type of emergency, we're blessed to be in the city of Quincy where we have a grant program like that that can help families or individuals that have a home. Also, for us, we've been really focusing a lot on seniors and the lack of affordable housing for seniors. We recently opened a new senior development in Holbrook, a beautiful new property, 74 units of new housing for seniors that's affordable, beautiful property. We're also finishing a project, a senior project, a transformational school in Brockton.
Okay.
And also developing new senior developments in Wareham and Attleboro. And we're very excited about some opportunities here again in Quincy in relation to seniors as well. So all kinds of different projects we're working on, but lately we've had a real focus on seniors because it is the largest population in need of affordability these days as our boomers start to retire.
Yes, it's getting closer and closer for all the time.
Yes.
The mayor's recognized it, certainly. He's looking at the Eastern Nazarene College
wonderful.
Campus
as very excited to hear that.
For new development. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Will NeighborWorks be a part of that, do you know?
Not officially, but we're very interested in supporting it and or any development there. It's very exciting. I think the mayor has targeted that population, and it's desperately needed. Mm-hmm. We can tell you that. You know, all the calls we get, and a lot of people who are struggling are seniors in the South Shore, for sure.
Yeah, so as NeighborWorks, do you primarily rehab existing properties, or you do also develop new properties?
Oh, no. So we do both.
Both. Okay.
But primarily develop new properties, I'd say.
Oh.
But we offer a home modification rehab program where we help homeowners renovate their existing homes, oftentimes around accessibility needs.
Aging in place, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and again, they typically might be in a situation where they have some equity in their home.
Sure.
But tapping it is a little difficult when they're not full-time employed anymore.
Yeah. Or with rates today. Or
exactly. So we can offer 0% deferred second mortgage loans to do renovations for accessibility, but also for families that have children with you know, developmental disabilities or sensory issues. We can help them renovate the home for those issues, and it's a very popular product that we have.
I bet.
And we offer that through the state through CDAC. So it's a great program. And it's growing in popularity.
Yeah, I was going to ask about NeighborWorks funding sources, you know, how you're funded.
Yeah, so the bond bill is very exciting that was recently passed at the state level.
The housing bond bill. Yeah,
correct,
sure,
yes.
Yeah.
This program that I mentioned, the Housing Home Modification Rehab Program, loan program, is from CDAC, which is a state quasi-public. But again, very important funding that is being offered for existing homeowners for these renovations. And things that were in the housing bond bill, like ADUs or accessory dwelling units, we can also support the financing of those.
Okay.
So, you know, in January, February, when all municipalities sort of come up with their rules and regulations about what that means in each community,
zoning and things,
we can be there potentially with a second mortgage product to help households that are interested in that. Do it carefully because it could also be somewhat of a predatory situation where once ADUs are available, people might be vulnerable to be taken advantage of. So you got to be very careful with that. Especially when it comes to a senior population.
I see.
We're excited to offer not only loans, but the construction management for those renovations.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, it's so interesting, Rob. Every time I talk to you and I hear about all the different programs and services and opportunities that NeighborWorks provides, I think, how do people not, it's over 40 years, and how do people not know about it or take advantage of it? You know, it's like, kind of like the best kept secret. So I always try and shine the light on that because it's worthwhile. And it's not only, you know, for quote-unquote low-income or special needs, right? I mean, a lot of people can qualify
not.
For these.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. No, we focus on comprehensive community development. Everyone has housing needs of all incomes.
Yeah.
Again, more production, more housing, more aging in place and providing homeowners opportunities to buy. It's all part of a comprehensive approach to solve our housing issues.
Yeah.
This can't be solved with one program.
Right, right.
Or even, you know, one segment of the population. It really needs to be all of us working together to try to come up with housing solutions that are effective and work. And every community is different, too, and depending on what the focus is. And But yeah, it best kept secret. That's why we are very much investing in folks like Maxine to help you know, sort of promote NeighborWorks and what we do.
Absolutely.
Make sure people are aware of it.
Yeah, and a big part of that is the Opening Doors, Changing Lives Gala, right, Maxine?
Yes.
Again, this is on Thursday, November 7th, 6 p.m. at Granite Links Golf Club. Cocktails and dinner, games and prizes, a silent auction, and more, it says here on your flyer.
Right.
Give us all the details.
So very excited for this year's gala. We have a lot of local donors and supporters and sponsors, so we're excited. Some new and some returning, so we're very grateful for that. We have many great silent auction items, a trip to Attitash, some spa packages, Patriots tickets, some airline tickets. So we have great items, and we're really excited.
Yeah, so if you can kind of give us a little rundown of the agenda that evening, what will actually be happening.
Yeah, so we'll start up with cocktails during our registration hour, and then we'll move on to the ballroom where we'll have a speaking engagement, couple of our board members and people in our organization will discuss things that are going on with NeighborWorks and how we are supporting our communities. And then we go into dinner, we'll play a nice video about the work that we've done, and we'll do a silent auction piece, and then we'll wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a fun time. About how many folks do you anticipate?
We're expecting between 200 to 250 people.
Okay. And is this also a fundraiser for NeighborWorks at the same time?
Yeah. It is,
Rob's
trying
to think his head, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. So it's celebration slash fundraiser.
Correct.
Okay. And do the funds raised for this event go to any particular area of NeighborWorks, or is it for kind of general operating expenses?
It goes to our programs.
Yeah.
And the projects that we're working on.
Okay. For folks who would like to attend, how do they do that?
They can visit our website, which is nhsmass.org, and purchase their ticket or sponsorship. We also won't turn anyone away if they attend the day of.
Sure.
Yeah. But that's how you can get a ticket.
Okay. It says games and prizes.
Yes, we have lots of fun games.
Do tell.
We have cornhole games.
Okay.
We have a putt-putt station.
Fun.
We have a door game, and some that I will leave as a surprise.
Ooh, a little teaser. Okay. Don't want to give it all away, right?
Right.
Okay. Rob, if folks can't attend but still want to support NeighborWorks in some way, how do they do that?
Yeah, so there's sponsorship opportunities,
oh, okay.
obviously, for the gala.
Yep.
But yeah, we're very interested in people also volunteering to work with us on a lot of our different projects. They should obviously go to our website. There's all that kind of information and on social media and so on and so forth. But yeah, we're also looking for new partners in this work, too.
Okay.
So anybody, you know, there's this, you know, around this housing crisis, we need people that are interested in it, to thought leaders and others to work with us on new policy and how we can sort of address these issues holistically for all the cities and towns that we're operating in. So reaching out to us directly we're always available and interested to talk about things, you know, from the Rotary Clubs to the Chambers to, you know, trying to sort of address these issues head on.
I mean, it's been a highlight of the current state administration, but NeighborWorks has been involved with this issue for, you know, as you said, over 40 years. So
and again, it changes, you know, it used to be that you know, affordable housing, or what you do to provide affordable housing in a community, was sort of difficult to explain.
I think
now everybody gets that, hey, having housing affordability is just absolutely necessary, and everyone feels it now, everyone.
Yeah, I think the definition has changed.
Yeah.
When you say affordable housing in the past, it conjured up images of like government funded housing.
Exactly,
right?
Strictly.
That's not what we're talking about today.
Yeah, no, we're talking about a crisis that's affecting literally everyone.
Yeah.
And it's it's affecting our economy, it's affecting our ability to you know, create jobs or keep folks here
that's
in
a big
the state.
Part of it,
And you know, it's just getting harder and harder to afford to live here, and we all know this. And then sort of naturally occurring affordable housing is not available in the state really anywhere anymore. And then the type of developments that we're developing tend to be for again, a market level type housing that is unattainable for most.
Yeah.
And then oftentimes we do have funding for deeply affordable housing, but there's this sort of missing middle that continues to grow.
Yes.
And if we don't have housing in the missing middle, it just continues to strain the entire system.
Right.
So, yeah. So we're very excited about a lot of the things that we're working on in the future and the bond bill. And municipalities like Quincy and others that are aggressively pursuing housing options for their residents so that we can keep doing the great things that we have been doing as partners with the public and private sector over the last, you know, 40 plus years.
Yeah, I know one of your landmark developments that you often like to cite is the Watson, right? It's right.
Yes.
Down on East Tower Street.
Yes, beautiful
Point.
Development.
Yeah,
yeah, again, market rate housing,
yeah.
Workforce housing, and quote-unquote affordable housing.
Housing. Mixed into one development.
Correct,
yeah.
Yeah. So really a Urban Land Institute Award winner, the Jack Kemp Award. That project is a wonderful project and at a large scale. But that type of sort of partnership type development mm-hmm. is you know what we need at a larger scale. But we need new ideas too. And that's where we're excited to hear what the mayor is doing in Quincy
yeah.
and on addressing senior housing, but also across the Commonwealth. There's just a lot of exciting things coming out in this bond bill, and we're excited to be part of that going forward and seeing that materialize into new affordability
Absolutely.
And new options
yeah.
for folks.
So again, save the date, right? Thursday, November 7th, 6 p.m. at Granite Links, Opening Doors, Changing Lives. Do you know how many years the gala itself has been?
Oh, God. It used to be called our annual meeting. That's
oh.
what we used to have it. Yeah,
oh, how
so
boring is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very
this is
boring.
Way better, yeah.
yeah. So, you know, I think we've been doing the gala, especially at Quarry Hills and
yeah.
Granite Links for about 7 or 8 years
okay.
now. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's a wonderful venue.
Yeah.
A really fun event. You know, we have a great time. This it's not a boring annual meeting. It's quite the opposite. And there's a lot to celebrate. You know,
right.
There's a lot to celebrate, a lot of great things happening. And we're excited about where things are going in the future. So please come join us and celebrate some of our wins and help support this wonderful organization and our board of directors
yep.
and our mission.
Maxine, will you be fluttering around that evening, making sure all things are going smoothly?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I will.
I'm sure folks can look for you as well. What's yeah. coming up after the gala? I'm sure you haven't thought about anything like that.
No,
until,
not yet.
Until
I'm focused on the gala right
sure,
now.
Sure.
Very excited.
Yeah. But for yourself, for the future at NeighborWorks, what do you see happening?
I think just growth and learning more.
Yeah.
I hope we can get new donors so they can see how much good we do for our community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting or hoping for more new donors.
You were kind of like the target audience for NeighborWorks. You're, you know, a young professional living in what one of the most expensive places in the
yeah.
country
mm-hmm.
in Boston, right?
So, right. So I know what it's like.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And trying to make all ends meet.
Correct.
At this point. So, again, nhsmass.org.
Correct.
Website or
yes.
Phone number 617-770-2227. Okay.
Yes.
Anything else we should add?
No, again, Joe, great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
It's wonderful to be here, as always, and we're very excited about this year's gala. I think it's going to be one of our best ever.
Excellent. Thanks again, both of you. Really
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Us.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Always a pleasure.
Yes.
Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. See you next time.